You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning, everybody.
For the Ancient, thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Ancient. Thank you very, very, very much.
Music of the stars.
Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem better in my Thank you very much for the Ancient. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Ancient. Thank you, thank you very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for love. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the Sunday joy. And a capital heritage, natural beverage, being fat, the Union Jack, nursery rhymes, Sunday Times, Nuffling Bomb, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. It all simply spiffing and true. Let me whisper, I love you. Thank you very much for the Ancient. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the Ancient. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for playing this record. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much, thank you very much. For a gracious theme. Thank you very, very, very.
All together now.
Much.
Music of the Star.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well. Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings.
No,
we're going to...
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
Well, I always used to say, you can have turkey and all that. I don't like turkey that much.
Yeah.
I said, I love lasagna. She calls up every year at Thanksgiving and says, are you having your lasagna?
They don't forget, do they?
No.
I'm sorry about that. Well, we're having a...
You didn't answer the question.
What, are we having turkey?
Yes.
No, I don't help. I don't know about that stuff.
Be careful. Those turkeys, they'll catch you.
I couldn't go out. You know, in the Midwest, it's seriously enough, and when you grow up out there, I could never go out and... Some of the kids would have to get a pet turkey. And at the end of the year, you get attached, and you can't go out.
A pet turkey?
A pet.
a pet, you know. They're not...
I mean, you know...
They're not very nice birds to begin with. Turkeys are not your...
They're terrible-looking things.
They're terrible-looking, they're noisy as hell, and they're mean birds.
They are?
But kids would get them, you know. Now you got to go out there and kill them. I couldn't do that.
They deserve it.
What?
They deserve it. Anything that ugly should die.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harp. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible?
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. They'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow. The one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Vote. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Music! In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Anyway, it's nice of you to give up part of your Thanksgiving to be here. I
mean, Thank you very much.
You could be home, I suppose, with your family and loved ones.
Yeah, or... Thanksgiving is actually, I guess, my favorite holiday. Oh. And I told a story last night on our television program about a boyhood memory of mine, an actual anecdote from the Letterman family file. Uh-huh. And it worked so nicely, and it was so warmly received that I thought I'd tell it here again tonight, with your permission, of course.
Look, any story bears repeating,
okay.
It's good.
Yeah, because I have very little material.
Well.
So, it was, I guess I was about 11 years old, back in Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, mm-hmm. And there's a big naval base in Indianapolis. I want to protect that coast.
That's right.
And my folks, and by folks I mean Mom and Dad, decided that it would be fun, maybe one year, if we would raise our own turkey. And then the following year, we'd have it for Thanksgiving dinner.
Good sense.
So we went out to a turkey farm or a turkey ranch, and, you know, they don't come out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
And we picked out a little turkey, and we had it there in the backyard, and we named it, you know. We named it, gave it a name. What do you think? What do you?
Not your name.
No. That's right. Tom.
Tom. Tom. It's you, Tom.
No.
Tom Turk. Tom
no,
the turkey.
No, Ramon. Of course we named
Ramon.
Him.
Raul, yeah.
Raul
the turkey. Tom Turkey, of course.
So, and this thing got to be, it was like a beloved family pet. I mean, it would meet the school bus when we would get off school and walk us back to the house, and he would sleep with us at night, and it was cute. You'd wake up in the morning with those little peck marks on your forehead.
Yeah. You became attached, obviously.
Yeah, we became attached.
Of course.
And so, to make a long story short,
too
if
late.
It, if it's possible at this point,
yeah.
Thank you. When Thanksgiving rolled around, we could hardly, you know,
naturally
kill the bird, you know. So we ate our dog. Thank you very much.
A warm memories. Yeah, that's
a little bit.
It's those warm memories of the holiday that give us all pause today. And speaking of a pause, we're going to take one right now.
Too late.
But we're going to be back. Too late. Yeah, stay where you are, folks.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well...
Well, and all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimmings.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that.
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
And gentlemen, on behalf of all the people who have gathered here today, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to very much, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I may sound double dutch, but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd hang me flag out to add a sort of final victory time. But since I've left my flag at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Very much, that's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It sounds a bit bizarre, but things the way they are, I feel as if another life's begun for me. And if I had a cannon, I would fire it to add a sort of celebration touch. But since I've left me cannon at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much, that's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It isn't every day good fortune comes your way. I never thought the future would be fun for me. And if I had a bugle, I would blow it to add a sort of as your father touch. But since I've left my bugle at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very. So bright, I feel as if they're polishing the sun for me. And if I had a drum, I'd have to ban it to add a sort of rumpty-tumpty touch. But since I left my drum at home, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very.
Appropriate the number. One and two and.
Thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be
the bubble machine. Turn off just a moment. I'm sorry. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky.
Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die.
Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in.
And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and... No. No, that's not it. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plea.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now, on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet.
Somebody stop the bubble machine.
Oh.
And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks. Just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out, and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles, I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help.
Help.
Joe Stafford, Music of the Stars.
Do you know what's groovy? Have you seen the latest movie? Should I try and tip you?
May I hip you? Yes, I know.
Do you know what's playing? Have you heard what the folks are saying? Should I try and sell you?
May I tell you? Yes, I know.
I can see, baby, you're the kind of a chick who's sharp on top.
Yes, sirree, baby. But why are we talking to shop?
Mop, mop. You're a solid sender, and the band is some ear bender. We could both jump steady.
Are you ready? Yes, I know. Looky here, boy.
Look where?
Look at that tenor man.
Yeah, ain't he a masher? But look at that trombone man. I believe he's about to flip his mute.
Yeah, but ain't he cute?
Suit to boot.
Well, what's your opinion of this band?
This band? Grand. Talking this shop.
Mop, mop! You're a solid sender, and the band is some airbender. We could both jump steady.
Are you ready?
Yes, I know. Baby, yes, I know.
Johnny Mercer right there along with Joe Stafford and Joe's husband, Paul Weston, directing the music from Hollywood. Here's Dino and what's that other kid's name?
That tall, tan, good-looking young fellow who's been attracting attention is the saner half of a nightclub combination known as Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Elgin presents Dean Martin.
Everyone knows she's a ramblin' rose. She's a beauty growin' wild. Birds in their nest seem to whistle her best. Mother Nature's favorite child. She's got the kind of affection that just winds around your heart. You better run for protection, or she might upset your flower cart. Hate to disclose that my ramblin' rose is gonna meet her Waterloo. I'll let her play, but she can't get away, 'cause I know just what to do. Anyone knows you can train a rose to be a clinging vine. So from this day hence there'll be a picket fence round that ramblin' rose of mine. She's got the kind of affection that just winds around your heart. You better run for protection, or she might upset your flower cart. Hate to disclose that my ramblin' rose is gonna meet her Waterloo. I'll let her play, but she can't get away, 'cause I know just what to do. Anyone knows you can't train a rose to be a clinging vine. So from this day hence there'll be a picket fence round that ramblin' rose of mine.
Ah, that
is fine, Dean. And I can tell by Miss Vera Vague's expression that she agrees with me. What do you think of him, Miss Vague?
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. Oh, I have plenty to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day.
You really like my singing, Miss Vague?
Oh, you mean you sing, too? Oh. Oh, yes, of course. In fact, I was surprised how much you sounded like Bing Crosby.
Well, Bing's always happy to give a boy a start.
Yes, he must be. He started four of them. You know, Mr. Martin, after looking at you closely, I'd say you were definitely a cross between Cary Grant.
Cary Grant and who else?
Well, who cares? Don't be a pig.
To dwell love's own palace, a palace of dreams come true. Now that we're through, I bear no malice, though we've called it a day. All I can say is thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, and never to have loved at all. Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, and ever for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, still I must convey my never to have loved at all. Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
Ah, Der Bingle with Jimmy Greer's orchestra. The music of the stars. Sam Coslow wrote that. These guys, what was their name again here?
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue. Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their songs to cheer you along. The raindrops ring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flower. Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your
thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime, singing their song to cheer you along.
The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers.
Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessing each day.
Good night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids.
Good night.
As the minute hand of the clock gradually approaches 7 a.m., John and Blanche Bickerson are in their breakfast room, which is also the living room and bedroom of their spacious one-room apartment. Mrs. Bickerson chatters as husband John, ignoring his breakfast, attentively reads the morning paper.
Well, why don't you answer me, John?
Hmm?
If you take your head out of that paper for a minute, you could hear what I'm saying.
You always hear what you're saying.
You do not. Might just as well be talking to a stone wall. You never listen to me. Your mind is always a million miles away.
Hmm.
John.
Hmm.
I've been signed up to go 10 rounds with Joe Louis at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the plumber discovered a radium mine under the bathroom sink.
Mmm.
I put a nice big gob of poison in your orange juice this morning.
Mmm.
Give me $7 to buy a new hat.
You don't need a new hat.
You said someday you'd turn the tide. Right, baby. Baby, you were so right. You said someday the worm would turn. I had some lessons that I had to learn, and you was right, baby. Yes, baby, you were so right.
Peggy Lee.
Baby, baby, you were so right.
The minute I start talking about money, you can hear me fine.
I always hear you, Blanche. What'd you say?
I asked you why you came home so late last night.
I was working, Blanche. I told you I had to work overtime. Pour me some more coffee.
That's tea. Did you get paid?
I'll get paid.
What time did you get home?
12:30.
If you got home at 12:30, why were you so late coming to bed? I know for a fact you didn't go to bed until almost 2.
I was in the kitchen putting the stuff away.
What stuff?
What's the matter, Blanche? You know you told me to bring stuff home for the party this afternoon. Your sister Clara's arriving from Chicago today, and you told me to bring stuff. Well, I brought stuff.
Did you bring potatoes for the potato salad?
I brought potatoes.
Did you pare them?
I pared them.
All of them?
All except one. It had a big knob on top, and I couldn't find a mate for it.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right. It can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
John, can't you take the afternoon off?
What for?
Well, I think it's only proper for you to be here when Clara and Barney and the children arrive. We're the only relatives they've gotten. You've never seen them.
I'll see them tonight.
Can't you come home a little earlier? I'm sure they won't miss you if you take a few hours off. You're not that vital.
I know it, but I don't want them to find it out. My job is hanging by a thread now.
I wish you'd find something more dignified anyway.
What do you mean, dignified? I'm getting paid, and that's all I care about.
Well, I don't like to go around telling people that I'm married to a billiard ball salesman.
Bowling balls.
All right, bowling balls. I still think you can do better if you look around.
Goodbye, Blanche.
John!
What's the matter?
That's a fine way to leave. Haven't you forgotten something?
Handkerchief, cigarettes, my order blank, samples. No, I got everything.
I mean, is that the way to say goodbye to his wife? Just goodbye?
Oh, honey, I can't shake hands with you now. I've got my fingers stuck in these bowling balls.
Oh, goodbye.
Thank you very much for the entry, Iron. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, Iron. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much.
Hi, it's Lou Regani and the music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Thanks for being here.
For the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very,
everybody.
Very, very, very,
thank
very,
you
very,
everybody,
very, very, very much.
Everybody, everybody.
You don't know how much they all mean. They seem better in my dreams.
Now news and weather. Be right back.
Thank you very much for the entry, Iron.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.